Okay, but we're going to get past the kesson. So the shayla is, the sort of dover is that Ba'atzem, Chazal's outlook at bread is a little bit different than our outlook. Ba'atzem, there's two types of bread. There's a bread which is, I guess, bread which a person washes and makes a mitzi on. And then there's a bread which is not darkei to have a kviya suda, but it's bread. Being that it's not normal to have a kviya suda, so therefore Chazal gave different dinim. It would be dependent on situation, whether you had a shir kviya suda or didn't have a shir kviya suda. So if, and that's what they call pasa baba kissin. So kissin is something, it's a type of bread which a person is not normal to have daki kviya suda, therefore unless you have some element of kviya suda, it's not going to be hamoitzi and berkas amasa. So first shayla is the shayla going to be a shayla daisa or the shayla is going to be the darabanan? That which we say pasa kissin, that you have to, if you have a shir kviya suda, you're going to have to wash and bench, and is that midiraisa or is that midirabanan? Obviously, if you didn't have a shir kviya suda, it can't be midiraisa. Midiraisa is only in a situation where one has a shir kviya suda. Shayla doesn't have a shir kviya suda. In that scenario, is that going to be midiraisa or midirabanan? The fact that you're going to bench and watch. So I see in a reish test, you test. For parts of a kisnin, it says, Ochmem kidei sviya, or kmei lachem gamer. It's like lachem gamer, v'chayven, levarchla, berges amazan. If you have passive kissin, which you have a shir sviya, it's like lechem gomer, chor mashu du mina teira, and bachli de sviya, kumash ha lechem, primogadim, snapik sham, sivkat and vav, kumash shirbiyan sham, aymas kisham ber halacha. What? Where is it? Reish tes, shartin yudalit. The netiya is the reisa, maybe primogadim is snapik, but the netiya of the shartin is going to be the reisa if you have shir sviya with a shir kidiri yasur. Now, in terms of What's considered a shir suda? So first you say it is, it's an halachas mavur that this is how we go with that. It's not totally in what you're doing, right? I think the common hamayin am think that's totally what I'm eating, whether it's breakfast, whether it's lunch or supper. I'm being kaveh, not being kaveh. In halacha, that's not the case. In halacha, we go with that's totally in the shir, which others are kaveh suda. Then it gets a din of amoitzi. If you don't have a shir kviya suda, it's going to be mezainis. And this concept of you doing it, maybe it's a shitas arayved, which is not, and the peskim is not kapatzim v'alacha, maybe it's tarif v'alacha, but the ikar din is, that's totally in a shir kviya suda. If a shir kviya suda, then it'll be considered amoitzi. If it's not shir kviya suda, it'll be considered mezainis. And even eating it on the run, standing on, you know, doesn't make a difference. Kipshutai, it should not make a difference. Now, there is aruch ha-shulcha, I think it's a katan. Yeah. He just says, like, he's a little bit like me, the vinegar ilam, that people go to Kiddush and they eat so much and they're eating away. He says, hi, Kiddush is a thing. It's a big shayla of vinegar, passive kissing, having a shear. So it should be a problem. So Chashukha says, maybe a limus schus, that maybe since you're doing betor arai, you're standing, not betor kviyas, af, the ekalach is not like that. Is maybe what to be simuchan. And for Zayas, v'urach mechap ravan. Yeah, that's what Yashach's Nusach is when he's, you know, saying Shradichi. That, you know, that's his style. And Rabbi Kiran, the Iker Dover is telling you, Shir Kviya Suda, and Shir Kviya Suda, you have to wash a bench. Not Shir Kviya Suda, you don't have to wash a bench. What's considered Shir Kviya Suda? So, we have the Shita, the first opinion, which says that Shir Kviya Suda is looking at Hichas Arvin. Hichas Arvin, we find when you're making an Erev, so it says 3 or 4 Beitzim, is considered a Shir Kviya Suda. And the Mishra brings down, I sin some chas, machlekes Rashi and Rambam. Isa shir suda shloish are arba beitzim. This can be who are the chas and machlekes was that? Chas and machlekes suda kviya suda. Shin of 1 and 3 or 4 beitzim. How much is 3 or 4 beitzim? They say about 200, a little bit more than 200 grams already. They figure out the volume and the weight and how to figure out a little more than 200 grams would be 3 or 4 beitzim. In other words, what is the cost now? And what is a kilo ragalach cost nowadays? Anybody know?
Like
50,
60 shekel.
Which one? Let's say it's 50 shekel. Okay, out of town. Okay, let's say it's 50 shekel, right? If you say a kilo costs 50 shekel. So, if you're going to the store and you're paying more than 10 shekel for your ragalach, means you have more than 200 grams, right? And you're in the shayla. If you go to the store and it's more than 8 shekel, so you know more than 200 grams and you're in the shayla, which is, I don't know, whatever. How many ragalach it is? What? Four or five, depending on big or small, how much they weigh, depending on what's going on in there. But, you know, that would be... Three shekels. Okay, depending on where it was. What? Over 200, a little more over 200 grams, you're in the shiloh. So a kilo is 1,000. Well, a kilo is 1,000. So let's say figure out. A kilo is 1,000. Charging 50 shekels, let's say, per kilo. So you're paying more than 10 shekels, you're in the... You're in the... Okay, second, one thing at a time. Three, four, beitzim. That's the shear. Now, is it three or four? Mishmur first has something saying three and four. At the end, he throws in four. Okay, let's go to the second sheet. The second sheet is, Kama achreinim goin b'chol and svi le'in v'archam v'itzi. You have to share kvua sha'er v'baik. You have a share kvua of morning and night. You have to share kvua of people eat in the morning and night. So first, in terms of people eating more in the night, breakfast nowadays in America is a very quick meal. So you eat and run and you don't eat so much. But there are most people, I'm saying. That's the way it works. So... Does that count into shir? Does that go into shir to the kvuah shel baik erev? So at the place, I'm say that's not considered shir to the baik erev. That's just you're just taking a snack to start off the day or just having a little something to go with your coffee. That would not be considered shir suda, and that does not go into the cheshbon. I might have to have a shir suda a baik erev. So how much people eat a shir suda? It's totally feeling welcome to this man. You know, definitely could.
Men or men?
I'm sorry, that second. How much people eat a shir suda? Now, in terms of who do you chesmen with? So the Berlacha brings down, Afavish, the Berlacha brings down that if you don't have a shir, even a yurkavir, we don't care about it. He says, that's a rush, like a raivit, they feel more tzagi. Now, the raivit says, it's totally bosa you, bein l'chamer bein l'kula, rush tzchelik, ayisham rush, nir baru, muzak in einar, chesem buot b'teva. If you're your older person, or a younger person, that you're eating b'teva is less, if you need a shir, that people... Which is Malchus Shir should darken Tamid Lekvay Azek. Even Kolbanim Minim Mitznakim Shir Achilagazu. All your status, all your type are Maspek with the Shir Suda. Therefore, that's going to be considered a Shir Suda. Now, it seems to be he's only saying this Lachumra. I don't think he would say it's Lachkula. Let's say have like a growing teenager, which they just pound, right? They just like, no, I mean, my teens just eat, right? They just go. Okay, you guys are a couple years at a stage already. Okay. But, right, when you were in high school, like, how many pieces of pizza did you able to eat, right?
Yeah.
Huh?
A bunch.
A bunch. So how much can you do now?
So
do it? Whatever. Okay, teens eat, right? Okay. Okay, teens eat, right? So I don't think you say that Lakula. It doesn't sound like you're saying Lakula. It sounds like Lakhur, only Lakhurma. That's what it sounds like. Why would that be? I'm not sure. Why would that be? Not cool on chumra. I'm not cool on chumra. I mean, is it a shir suda or not? So, chaz like this. If it's a shir, most people eat. So we say this is a suda. This inherently is a suda. I guess that's fair. This is inherently a suda. Elma, you're a teenager and you're just like
whatever.
Whatever. You know, I don't think. Well, Nara Zuckin, he says. You know. Okay, first again. How many categories do you give it? I don't think you give 160 categories because we did the real question. Tell us this. We should have like. People who are vegetarians.
Normal men.
We should have also maybe somebody is sick. Like, how sick is he? The people with this type of sickness, that type of sickness. So people overweight, overweight. You know, Americans. I don't think we make every single. Doesn't seem like we make every single subcategory into a difference. Older and younger, we would say it. You know, mistaver nashim. The person handling mistaver nashim would be considered a separate thing. That'd be a separate category.
A woman would for sure make a
unless mistaver. You know, it doesn't look. Belakas is narizaka. Mistaver borer narizaka and b'teva. If that's the mitzias, if the mitzias is that nashim b'teva less. If that's the mitzias. If that's a tzias nashim b'teva less. Like I don't know if it's such a kasha on the Bar Halacha why I didn't say nashim, because in Europe it was good to be fat, right? And so you had money and you weren't poor, so it could be the women ate more even more than men. And you lay there, you know. In our society,
so
it's like
back diets.
In our society, right? They're all on diets, right? So lay there. Doesn't make it right. Doesn't mean less. So he's on a diet, and it's such a focus put on the waist size, so therefore they eat less. I don't know if that makes it.
Why not?
Because they're not the same size.
Men are the average height.
I'm not sure. So I didn't know what was going on in Europe. In Europe, definitely the women were eight. It showed a sign of whatever. So I don't know. But kids are, Mistaver, the Noshim is also an Am Bifnei Atzmon, and it's Mistaver, the Noshim will be a separate category, and that also would go into that Keder.
The lady was in the look. She put on a waistband.
Fine. So, kids, we have two sheetahs right now. I have one sheetah saying three or four beitzim. Other sheetah saying shear of kviya sula kvi hamakim v'azman. How does the Mishabura want us to do? So he says, he brings down the gain. Kamach reinam. Chinat yesh ha-shechonach. Says lash shechonach sounds more like that. Achach shear can really be in the kviya lov. What's a kviya lov? Kviya lov doesn't sound three or four beitzim. Like, it's not like a shear. And kviya lov. V'kamakit toiv. It says, good thing to do. Nice, good Jewish thing to do. Toiv, he graith was not dollar beitzim, which says, why say dollar beitzim before you said three or four beitzim? That says, you don't do machmer zei vaitzim. You want to come along and say, whatever, you know. Toiv lachish ledas ha-machmir. Now, it's not, Svaitim allowed them a little more machmer. The Kavachayim goes much more three, four beitzim. I think in the Svaitim world, they're much more machmer on this. Some of them have three beitzim. And the Svaitim a little more machmer. In the Ashkenazi world, it's a good thing to be choshesh ladas machmirim, and it's a good, nice, good Jewish thing to do. Now, when we say three, hold on a second. When now we say four beits and savait. We said in the ragel we select 10 shekel. A lot of times those big ragelach, the big like those big Danishes they have in the stores, they look pretty big. You know, some of them they might be the very close to the shear.
What's the shear in grams?
Somebody just showed me. They bought one of those. I asked them to check. Somebody just bought. Who's just my? Just bought one of those angels. The angels. The angels. Those are much smaller. Those are like 120, right? That was 120. Those are good to go.
When it comes to matzah and pesach, we have a massive shear of pizzazz.
Hold on a second. We'll get to this second. That's 120. I think like the bigger ones, like the. The kids of the big ones could be a shot at 200 grams. Toiv. Lachish, Ladas, Mechirim, good thing to. Not to eat it at all, whatever you want. I'm saying, if you want precious, a diet, I like that. I'm saying, you just don't finish it. And make it all, Mecha. Well? Why? Don't do it, but you're not going to bench, right? Don't do it, you're not benching it. Don't do it, if you do it, you make al Mecha. And don't mention, good thing to do. Don't say you have to do it, good thing to do. That's now, in terms of the shear that comes along the Magen Avraham, that which we say that this shear, this is only a shear of Yilavadai. If you eat it with other things, so then, it's like the Magen Avraham, eats with Basar, Dvar Mechirim, Lachma Yitzapas, then all things are Mestarv. So it comes along the Magen Avraham, it says that if you have. You eat pasuk kisa, and then you come along, and you have a share of things which are going to be mistar with it. So if it's like the Magen Avraham, so then the halacha is that all the things are going to be mistar with it. Which Mishnah passes is like this. So this is a thing which throws a curveball into a lot of the nidainim. Zakta Magen Avraham, if you have Pasuk V'Kisnan, you have all the things with it, all the things with it together are enough of the shear, so therefore you have to go ahead in that situation, you have to go ahead and wash, and you have to go ahead and bench. So the first shayla is, what's called other things with it? What type of things with it? What goes into that cheshbon? So we'll go to the most machmer. Moshe says, people go to a chasna, they go to a smorgasbord, and they eat all sorts of things. And they have schnitzel, whatever they have. It's a chicken, schnitzel, steak, whatever, all types of foods. And then they take a piece of cake. So it's like, Ramesh, you just had a piece of cake, so we're kissing. And you add share of all the foods. Therefore, you are would have to wash and bench. If you have a share of kviya suda, one would have to wash and bench. And that's something that's very, very mutzi. And one has to be careful with that. Case in Tuber comes up is something called Mazenus Rolls. We'll discuss whether there is such a thing, not such a thing, what the deal is, what the story of such a thing is. But definitely, if you're having Mazenus Rolls, let's say on a flight, and they have, And sometimes the Amazonians was on a flight. And so let's say they give from Sunni Hakshir and they write the rolls on Amazonians. So over there you're having other things with it, and you're having a whole Shir Kviya Suda. So Belsky wrote a nusach over there that he doesn't understand why the Kashrus organization, you know, they're getting involved in Psak, like, you know, why they're getting involved in Sazah, and why they're wrong copy of this thing, and Halavai, they was, you know, just stick to the job and do a good job on the Kashrus, and, you know, why they get involved in, you know, why having some cash organization telling you that's Mazinus, you know, my Indian cash organization, the Psak, which running a cash organization, it's a lot of just like know-how, facts, and knowing how to run an organization and checking and things like that. It's not bonui, you know, but that cloud, Mashkichim are not the, let's see. You have to have a place who can answer the question that you have to have, well, what to do at the Pratim, but that cloud, but the actual agency itself does not have to have anybody. Right, Mr. Chuba can have Nashim being a Mashkiach. Yeah, I know. Shwara is. That's the running and the making of Kashrus organization does not need any halachic knowledge, basically. You should have very little. I'm saying minimal. Does not have to be a Talmud Chacham. It's not B'derek Kal, a job of a Talmud Chacham, right? Who's sitting there. Yeah, okay, we had some Yechidim, we did it, I'm saying. But B'derek, it's not necessary to have a Talmud Chacham in, you know, in action running and whatever, right? You need a place like behind it to answer the questions, you know, which come up. Okay, whatever. That's our rescue. Whatever. Okay, fine, right there.
We have a little by itself.
Oh, I say? Pause 1 second. I'm saying. Just pause one. Okay, we'll come back to noise in a little second. Fine, but Kitzer. So, the Shaz, Ramesha goes across the board, boom, everything, you mitzarif with it. The luch is that you have to go ahead and be mitzarif it, and everything goes together. The most of the place, or we're not mekabel that Ramesha, and they say, Shaz is like, no, there has to be something which has to be something which is goes together with the bread. It's something which is malafis, the pas, goes together with the pas, has sheiches to the pas, and although, and a cake, which is no sheiches to it, happens to be eaten in the Suda, so you have a little pasuk kesem. You have that, the cake, is something which is lo kosher love, is something which Bechah won't go ahead with it. There is a, in the Shmir Shabbos, he says a nusach from Rosh Hashanah that has to be eaten together mamish with the pas. So I don't understand it. It means together like a sandwich, like a crack with a sandwich. You look at that, Chaim, Rebecca? What's the lesson over there? Yeah, the lesson. You're the lesson of that, Chaim. It's Shmir Shabbos brings down from the Shemazam. That's be mamish together with the past. Sounds like a cracker with a herring or liver. There's a lesson of that, Chaim. Let me see him. Im ich shir shachim ge gvas da ge ge beits na film bezel va de lekh shir ich im paz ze drum laf am going buster no major no yeah I thought so they say the you know all the shyness they say a lot in like I saw us in the saver when name this core like six different like khrein number place can say that it has to be mom's im a pass what's im a pass means like has to be like a sandwich the lumbu khakh khakh not stab ever khakh im a pass just means something which goes together with it as opposed to like I'm like a cake or something if I had some stab or something like busser or something like that that would be something which is a regular same menu so that's live too so nachum let's discuss what's discuss so it's guys dal beitsim for shikvi suda nachr khila machmer ikar din is shikvi suda nachr khila ta bi machmer second child is other things. Magna Ram saying you include other things. From which ones say everything. And pastors would say has to be things that go in the pas and bread family. Now, is anybody else chilek? So, there is a Bikki Yosef which is chilek. The Aruch HaShulchan thinks of cutting Yitzayin. Yitzayin, that's what it was. On the Magna Ram and the Mishnah, they say no. There's no such thing of being starved for other things. And they want to say that there's no such thing of being starved for other things. And there are some Chokim. Now, a very important discussion is this Magen Avram, which says it's Tali in other things are mistarif. What does that mean? That how right do you have to take this Magen Avram? Do you have to take the Magen Avram mistarif to Dal Beitzim or mistarif to Shir Kviya Suda? What does it mean? It means no. Yeah, it is Shir Kviya Suda, but we have a chumra of Dal Beitzim. We have Shir Kviya Suda. My Magen Avram says other things are mistarif to this year. Now, what is the discussion of Magen Avram talking about? He's talking about a situation where are, I guess, excited both ways. You know, does he mean, and we're getting to Shirk Beis together, or we're getting to Dalad Beisim together?
You mean that the meat and the
pasta
together comes to
that Beisim? Right, and you have some type of Pasva Kisnan, bread, cake, whatever you want to call it. And you also have other things. Now, those other things, where are they getting to? They're getting to Shir Sviya, or you're getting to Shir of Dalad Beisim. So, the Shartzian Yates seems to go a little bit with... to, let's say, have... a passive kissing, let's say we'll take a passive kissing, let's say apple cocoa, right? Have apple cocoa and chicken. And yeah, it's on the same plate, eating it together, or whatever, let's say something like that. Something which, so I'm having an apple cocoa, so I have something which is just a passive kissing, or something cocoa with passive kissing, and having chicken and rice, okay, for supper. So now, together, they got the Dalad Beisim. But it's not, I'm eating so much. I'm not getting the shirk face. So let's say I'm in the Dalad Beisim more. I'm not eating a ton, let's say, whatever it is. If I'm eating a ton, then I'm eating. And also the question is how much apricot you have to eat. So who knows what are we talking about? So the Mashmais of the Shartzian Yates says that the Magen Avraham is on the Goyin's team. That what? He holds like the Goyin. That what? That he holds, that's Tali in the shirk face. Why? Because he says the Magen Avraham was machalik and achal v'alam d'var macher, and what does that mean? Elmai didn't go with the sheriff, because over there you always have that's a shir. The shir erev is just pass alone. So what Shartzian sets it up is that there are two shittas. There's shir erev, which is 3-4 beitzim, and then there's shir kviyas suda. Shir kviyas suda means that the shir erev is just the pass. What's considered suda besides the pass? You put all things together. So what Shartzian setting up is that what are two shittas? The shir d'alav beitzim is pass alone. There's another shita. Pass plus other foods. And that goes together. So Magen Avraham, who's worried about other foods, is going like the goyim. So it's mukhach in the Shartzian, the way he seems to shtalevak is, that what you need is, you need 3 or 4 beitzim, plus other things to fill you up, that's going to be mitzarf. But if you're just having 3 or 4 beitzim together, this mashmois...
Right.
So Mashmois would be that would not be like that. He says you have 3-4 beitzim and all the things, 3-4 beitzim of pass. You have all the things together, which come together to make it a din of pass. Shir Sviya, that would go ahead and make it into a shir. That's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Mitzad Acher. So according to this, it'll come out a pretty big cool. Or you want to put it back into Mizanus rolls. We'll discuss the issues of Mizanus rolls. But if the Mizanus rolls would be less than 3-4 beitzim, so then it'll come out in this opinion that it would not be so much of a problem, because even though you have other things, but it's only with starve when you have 3-4 beitzim plus other things that would starve to it.
You need 3-4 beitzim of the past kitchen?
That's what Shulchan Aruch says. And there's the two sheetahs are 3-4 beitzim, a pass alone, or 3-4 beitzim plus share of other things together. Those are, that's what Shulchan Aruch sets up together.
Maybe
you'll
disregard
the
Moshe
Davis.
He'll open
the holding
that Sphia and
you
anxiety,
maybe
that's it. What do
you mean, that
what? Maybe Shartzian is saying that you'll disregard Davis. He says, the fact of several things. It's not to your Davis, but he disregards Davis entirely. And if we're in the Kazayas of Pasuk Kisnan, I'm entirely to Sphia.
I don't see 1,000% in Shartzian. I'm asking to you. In the grads, you see that clearly. In Shartzian, it's not 1,000% Bukha. So there are some along Shartzian. Now, Ramosha in Shuva, in that cake Shuva, he says, no, the shear is going to be if you have cake plus all the chicken schnitzel and whatever you're seeing in the shmorg. If you have the shear, which a person normally, the bread, supplement, in the amount of bread you normally have in a sirsuda, let's say, is one or two pieces of bread. You have that amount, plus the other things, then it already turns into tamaytzi. That's the... much less than tamaytzi. How much a person have a normal meal? What do you have? 1 piece of bread, maybe? A piece and a half? But then a normal meal, we eat other things? No, just eat. Plus the rest of the food?
What do you say?
equivalent to quest tiger or something.
Yeah, in that amount, you know, is whatever amount the person has. It's nice, kibetza. I mean, probably at least kibetza. You have that amount. That's what Moshe says. Rabbi Yashiv brought down his Zaytza Bracha, says that Filu Kazayas is already Cheshish for it. I think he's not from Rabbi Yashiv or Scheinberg. Then no, as long as you have something which is Amuitzi and Bigas and Muzzin, which would be a Kazayas, that amount would be enough already to get you into the Suffolk world, and you have to go ahead and be Machmen. Also Machsa Shekel, sorry. Machsa Shekel inside sounds to be, is Machmer even 3-4 Beitzim? That's what it sounds like in Machsa Shekel, if you look at it closely. Seems to also go like that. That's telling 3-4 Beitzim, 3-4 Beitzim. Sounds like it. Look at my shekel a little closely. That sounds like it. Now, so what's the local lemaisa? Local lemaisa. Well, stomach is ice, at least. I'm stomach is ice. Maybe that's sure. Now, local lemaisa. Local lemaisa. So what comes out over here? So we have like this. Let's catch one. We all think of here. We have Iker Dinish Shekriya Suda Dalabetsim is Chumra Toiv Lachas Lasam Mechiram. We have this. Magen Avraham is the star for other things. And the Magen Avraham, we have Machlekes, number one, is it true or not true? Our Kishon Begez, I don't really agree with it. Fine. Mishnah Berurah, Magen Avraham passes like it. We have, in this Magen Avraham world, does he mean Shir Sviya? I mean, Dal Beis and Plus, Kim Avraham, Shachon Rav, and some others. We have other opinions which are saying Kazayas, Kabetza. So it is definitely a very, what do you say? Not Kabetza, sorry. No one says Kabetza. Kazayas. How much is the amount the person would have in a sinasuda? There's no stripping like that. So definitely to go out and be machmer, you know, it's a pretty big chumrah. It's a very, very big, it's the ikur din is vaita shirasuda. So if you're not having shirasuda, you're just having like not a shirasuda. You're just like four beitzim, to be machmer would be a very, very big chumrah.
So that's
not the price of Zenitzos, no? No, Zenitzos does not be someone else. Zenitzos.
To give a
second, we'll get to Zayin's rules in a second.
Dal
Beitzim is its own cheetah. Dal Beitzim is a pass. Now, are you mistaf other things? That's the Magen Avraham. In the Magen Avraham, could be we don't hold the Magen Avraham, but you're a Racha Shalcha. If you hold Magen Avraham, maybe Magen Avraham is only going to the second cheetah, and the Melech first cheetah. Maybe there's no such existence of the first cheetah with Dal Beitzim. Maybe those two things don't coincide with each other. That's the debate. Graz definitely seemed to set up something like that. Amisha or Yashav did not seem to set up something like that. He said maybe the Machshak, you know, different Machshak maybe also didn't be like that. But there are ways to set up like that. So therefore, to take Dala Beitzim with other things, that definitely is a very big chumra.
Dala Beitzim is what, a bread?
No, not a bread. You have kibetz or exayis of bread and a chicken and schnitzel for whatever. That is a very big chumra, putting those two things together. Now,
the chumra is going to get a mission and shachan karav.
Right, the Iker Din is just to Kriya Suda. We're Machmer Dal Beitzim. Nachin Lachas Achim. We like to be Machmer. Don't have to be Machmer now. How about we Machmer? Dal Beitzim will pass, or Dal Beitzim other things also? Magen comes along and says, you start with other things. Could be Magen Avraham is not a Lachah, but Gerei Sochah Shulchan. Even if you pass like the Mishabura, even in that world, like how much bread do you need? How much Pasukas do you need? So there's Vaishakas that say you need Dal Beitzim. Dal Beitzim is not a problem. So we have Dal Beitzim. To be Machmer is definitely a very big chumrah. Yes, the finish of Sevav. The unfinished of Ches, what's that Molly? What? What's that Molly? Almost Ches. Okay, anyhow, so the end of Sevav. If you ate a shear, if beginning you went to eat a mat and you made a zainus, and then afterwards you ate a shear, which is other kavei I love, so then you switch to brikas amazon. So there's, you go to the dining room and you have, let's say, brekas and other things, and you say you have, you know, those big brekas, and you have another one, and you realize, oh no, I got nishah sometimes, I'm having a large amount. It's mamshal meal. So what do? So you make birchas hamazon, even though originally you only made Hamoitzi, you're going to make Birkas Hamazon. Now, in terms of, you also have to do Tiyas Yadayim, because it's really past Gemara, and you have to go out and wash your hands. If you're going to have another shear, so then you would make Hamoitzi. If you can have a shear Kriya Suda in the future. But if you didn't have a shear Kriya Suda, so then you just make a Tiyas Yadayim, and you would not make Hamoitzi. Now, the Mishnah discusses, what about the first bracha? You ate a share, yeah. Now, Menegeya Birkas Mezainis, the Shatzian says, is Tali Vizet. Imay Nimach Gamer, Bedaite Betchila, Shalach Yoyz, like a Nimach, I won't eat this amount anymore. So, I'll work with Mezainis. I think Mezainis, I can't cast a Mach Shekel. If it was Chabin and Havadi, after Chishav, beat Shalach Yoyz, it's Chishav Dami, because he knows that Shir, so there'd be a problem. Therefore, he's more noted to say that he probably have to make another bakhul shayna because manasach. If he had asked to eat that amount, so then he's going. Why didn't he catch it originally? Now, Benigay says Zayin. So Zayin discusses Benigay. What is pasav kisne? So first thing you have to understand when Benigay pasav kisne is very important. He said shayla. In the Rishonim, there are three main shitas in terms of what we consider pasav kisne. Is pasav kisne something which is? It's a sweet dough. It's going to be the isa. Or is pasav kisne not something which is sweet dough? It's something which is. And the rock says like they're kisnin, that you have like a packet, and in the packet they used to fill up with other things like sweet stuff. And she's a high going something which is very park, or something hard, or something very short. Now the chakira you have to copy this. So it is all these three things are examples of what's the common denominator of all these things? These are things that are not dedicated to be kavei sudan. That's why it's going to be mezainis and not amaitzi. So are these things just examples of things not kavei sudan? And if I have something which I'm not kavei sudan, even though it doesn't have one of these examples, so then it's going to be okay. It's also going to be pasav kisne. Or the Yisrael Dover is that these are tonight with Chazal Kaveh on bread. Why they were Kaveh, this is bread and not bread? Because maybe these are things that are not Danke to be Kaveh on. But this is what Chazal were Masakin on. Besides when Chazal made the Hilas Brachas, they said, Lechem Gamer is Amaitzi, and one of these three are not Amaitzi. This is the Masakin. And it's not going to change Kaveh the Dar and Kaveh Matzah. The Chazal said, something sweet is not bread. Why? I'm now people are kaveh, not kaveh. You know, it's not going to make a difference. And that's going to be the Yisrael. Now, the Nafkamina is going to be, I would say, two different places in the Nafkamina of the Shaila, which seems to be a little bit of you want to say Shiva terminology, Seba or Semen. Is these things are Simon with things not kaveh Sudan? Or these are things Chazal or Kaveh is bread? Why? Maybe because they're kaveh Sudan or not, but once Chazal shows back, this is what Ishtal is back. The two opposite nafkaminas on it, which seems to be a little bit of a steer, nafkamina number one is, let's say you have a passive kisne, which is normal to be very kvesud on it. Example, mezainis smells. Is that passive kisne or not? If you're learning these things are just hechetimus as examples of things which are not normal to be kvesud on, but these things are normal to be kvesud on, so then it'll come out that it should turn out that these things are going to be hamaitzi, and you're not going to have any tzirufim in it. If you learn the example is that these things are what Chazal was talking about is bread, and this is not bread because Chazal said something which is sweet is not bread, and this is sweet, then in a chlamy, Mazinus roll would not be said Hamaitzi. So let's just start off. Anyone over here makes Mazinus and Mazinus rolls? Huh? Mazinus? On Mazinus rolls? I don't see well. Okay, let's see, you did it. I'm saying, so if anybody is going like that, is saying that. The Vada Pasva Kisan is like, these are dinim, because also it's not bread. I eat sweet, I eat like Vizuasai, I don't care about it. The opposite side of the Shaila is, the three cases of Shaila could be Negea, which is a little bit problem, like how to work it out. Let's say you have a soft pretzel. You say you have a hard pretzel, what are pretzel? So, pretzel is something which, a soft pretzel, right? Sorry, soft pretzel, not hard pretzel, soft pretzel. So it's not parch. It's not filled. Not sweet. So where are we going for us?
It's not good.
The lamb of the Kaveh Suda. So, if somebody has a Mazinus roll with a soft bread, it seems to be like a Tati Sashi shtickle, like, you know, and that's an August. What?
It does have a little bit of sweetness.
Okay, and we're definitely asking as the world. So, you know, those two things, a third nikuda would be, you know, one where the shah comes up is like this, that you know, these three shining, when they have different sheets, one's a fill, one's a sweet, one's a parak, are they just examples? They're not really arguing with each other, maybe everyone agrees to each other, or, you know, they're just example of things we're not giving on. And then it could be all three, and they're just giving examples of what we're talking about. Or, no, these are the things which are just, these are the things that the only ones in the game. So where does it come up? B'chai brings down the three things. We're getting about what they are. B'chai passes all the k'divei kulam. All of them has an impossible kissing, which means that what? That mzainus, al-mecha, you know, bench, on all of these three things. Fract, the k'vega and others. So why don't we say your Shemaim should be Yotzei Dekulam? He should only eat during a Suda. Because if you hold the argument with each other, so one mind of holds, this is bread, one mind of holds, this is cake. So, you know, why are you... Give me a show now. Why doesn't say that your Shemaim has Yomakumi Dekulam? Huh? So, B'alaka brings down for Mayim Mordechai. Kivan Leis Kibhedit Shecholka Baisik Mizeh Efshu... The mighty Ladadi. The Nesiva says like this, that maybe they agree with each other. What do you mean they agree with each other? Or is it just giving examples of things which are not bread? These are things that are not bread. Could be all that everyone agrees to each other. And therefore there is no, and therefore there's no machlekes. As according to the Maamar Mordechai saying that could be these just little examples, and maybe everyone agrees to each other. What do you say? Hold on a second. Now, if you say they don't argue with each other, so what are we saying now? What's the text that means? Absolutely, they don't argue. It means that whether all three of these. Avadei not considered a pass, and therefore, which just means that because all these three are suffering not considered a pass, and then they're suffering not considered a pass, so therefore, the halach would be that it wouldn't be. Which is, I guess, another child. Let's say somebody eats all three of them. You have a sang mamula, parach, and three different foods. What's the halacha? If you learn this machlokes, what's halacha? You might have to wash. Why? Because what's the machlokes? One of them says, the same Rashi says, sweet. Mashing it filled is a maitzi. Other one of them says, no, filled is pasukesin. And parach is a maitzi. They're arguing with each other. You're arguing with each other. If you have all three, you come out, you have to go ahead and make a birkas mazon. If you're not really arguing with each other, then one would not have to. Fine, so let's go through the various tanaim. So in terms of the various tanaim, so one, the first tanaim is something that has to be nilush. What nilush means, that's what Chalik Shnash Kazim is fine. The Kaaba says that it's Isa, which is Ar by Dvash Shem and Echalav, I mean, Itavim by Alpha, Vuhushi Tam, which was a Paris, Nikr by Isa. It has to be noticeable. If it's not noticeable, it's Lachem Gomer. If it's noticeable, then it's going to be passive of a kissing. It comes along our Mav Yeshem, it's Zeh, Nikrit, Pas gummer, nicker is not enough. Here's some habit to me in Vash Psika, Shkan Lakach. She Kamat Advash Haman Iker. Kamat Advash the Iker. So the habit says nicker, and Ramah says Iker. That's going to be the Iker. So once you have an Igeya Iker is, what does Iker mean? How much do you need? So this is a das Torah, which seems to say that if you have Reiv Mei Peiris, so then we say that that's going to be considered the Iker, and Reiv Mei Peiris would be considered an Alf, which gets about a little bit in the Mazinus rolls, or sometimes, or the pizzas. Or, what?
The Mishnah also say Reiv.
One second, go to the Mishnah in a second. Now, is enough that considered as considered rave or not? The question is, does rave need very, very nicker, or is rave alone enough? So lashon of is rave enough. And there's a lot of times the mezonos was a rave, but like it tastes sweet, but I wouldn't say it's like super sweet. You know, they're somewhat sweet, not the and so much of a difference. Is that to be considered enough or not? So the lashon of Mishnah Berurah is Dvash Shem Rechal Bini Shem Rei Mem Mir Mayim as we rave. Hayday Zeh Nigash Bei Matam Harbi Moid Hayday Zehim Iker Atam Isa Tafel. It's like so sweet. That's Harbi Moid and the time Isa is going to be Tafel. And as in the Mishnah Berurah's world, it has to be very, very, very sweet. And it's not going to be very, very sweet. Then it's not going to be Nigash Bei Matam Harbi Moid Iker V'Disa Tafel. So just help me out. The mezonos rolls, are they like so different than the regular rolls? Definitely sweeter.
But what? A little bit sweeter.
No, I don't care how they look. Depending on how they sweet. It's a little bit sweeter, but it's not like a crazy difference, right? So they're going, rave is enough. Like the Das Torah goes like that, rave is enough. And the Mishnah Berurah rolls, he wants rave. Niggas with them, harbi mo'id, ikr, v'tam v'isa, tafel. I you have to know, when you put in May Paris, you have to know what percentage May Paris is compared to what in the May Paris, a lot of times there's other things also in the May Paris. There's water and other things also in the May Paris. So, that, you know, that doesn't count May Paris. So, come on, in the Mishnah Berurah's world, you have to have Iker, Tam, Niggers, Tam, Hita, Tam. So, let's move on to Mezonos rolls for a second. So, Mezonos rolls is a roll which is somewhat sweet. And we'll say the Das Machmirim and the Das Mekilim, then you give the Sugya of Abaych Yivchar. So, let's start with Mekilim Machmirim. We want to start with? Well? It's a little different style because there's mamula, so it's a little different. Yes, mamula. Okay, let's start with in terms of the das machmirim. What are the reasons to be machmirim, and then we'll go through das machilim. So number one is if you have dala beitz and masalacha, nachin lachesh the type machmirim, good thing to be machmir. Two is there are other things with it. Yeah, the Magen Avraham. Now the Magen Avraham we discuss. Full Suda, not full Suda, fine. But definitely on the airplanes, you're having a full Suda Yachasi, you will have the definitely the Magaram Mishabura hate you. Okay, number three. I want to make it up a little bit. Okay. Number three. Number three. You have that in terms of, so there is supposed to be Nilash, but Mishabura says Iker, Tam, Rave, Iker, Tam, Nigash, Heta, Kamat. Tam Isa Tafel, which they do not have that. Therefore, that's number three, why it should be Ham Waisi. Reason number four is we say Gavali four. What's the sort of passive kissing? The passive kissing is something which is not darker to Gavay Sudan, which gets into the Shaila. That's the passive kissing, which is darker to be Gavay Sudan. Do you have to go ahead and wash a bench? So if you're, like we said before, if you're making a soft pretzel because it's not darker, it's the flip side of it, there should be the flip side of it. So being this is darker to Gavay Sudan, therefore you should go ahead and have to wash them bad. So therefore, there was a cold curry in America years back in terms of cold curry in America and saying that the sign across from, you know, all the Rabbanim Sewers, whatever, basically.
Of Hasidic descent as well?
I have to look at it again. Probably, I think so. And basically saying that the Mizrahi Israel is something which is not, doesn't exist, and it should stop, and but Americans don't like do the signing campaign too much. You know, it's not that thing, right? Over here, like, so, you know, often people come to sign things, like, you know, just part of the culture over here, right? But Akapanim, so they all that. Now, most of the bigger time they're saying is more like giving Shirk Vesuda with it. That was the main time now. Plus, maybe you have the Mishnah Berurah, those are the main times. So what's the Das Mekilim? So that's what Kim say, Rav Mei Paris, Masham. You know, that's what we could play around with in terms of the answer to the Mishnah Berurah, or Masham like Mishnah Berurah. It's just a Siva Simon, okay, fine. Whatever, Seder, you know, nice to go there. Fine, Seder. In turn, maybe they hold it's the Kana, because I'm a second, these. And nice, this fits in the category, it doesn't change, because also this is Lachem, doesn't change, Kafida Dar. In terms of the Magen Avraham, they'll say, well, the Begeis Rosh Hashanah Chelek, I am Mishnah Berurah, Seder, Begeis Rosh Hashanah Chelek. And in terms of dollar bates, it's only nachat malchus. So that's okay. It's a firm thing to do. You don't have to do it. So, you know. So before you're on an airplane, it's like hard to wash. And you know, where are you going to wash? Right? Shadow, where are you going to wash on an airplane? Because you're washing the bathroom, so it's not so possible that it works. So therefore, they want to go ahead and say, das,
is that a good reason? Is that a good reason to make
I'm just telling you the stuttering right now. So I'm just asking, so at the end of the day, so what's I'm doing? No, yeah, that was okay. Do you want to know? No, I have to put on pause a second. Back to Mizonos. So, kids, halacha ma'isi by Mizonos. So, what are we doing? According to Mishnah Berurah, you should wash the bench, right? Nine niggers time eitiv. Okay, you should wash and bench. If it's very, very sweet, so then you guys can eat all the shaylos. You know, not any dinim, whether tziva, semen, magnavram. Those you were not. It's very, very sweet. You definitely can't wash and mention it. You definitely can't wash and mention it because, you know, because all these svaras, because, you know, Dalai Beitzim, we're not going to wash and bench. And maybe the monk of rum. The monk of rum can wash and bench. If you just eat for breakfast or just a quick snack, then you wouldn't have, if it's very, very sweet, you would never have to wash and bench because it's definitely passive kissing. And Dalai Beitzim, we don't wash and bench. And the Siva Simon is just a svaraza. And if you don't have all enough to make a kviyas suda, then you definitely want to wash and
cleanse.
Right, they go and they when they asked them, they said like, yeah, the you know, that's the minhag of Yerushalayim. Why? Because Yerushalayim was Friday, right? So.
Well, if he's smart, it would be easier to make.
You just need a mashu nicker. So straight says it's definitely basav kisan. The only issue you have to deal with the dal the shir kviyas suda v'chul in the Friday world. Depending how big it is, so right, the Dalai Beitzim is not going to wash the mechirin. I wouldn't wash and benching it. Weiter, if you're a svardi or a very very sweet one, so you're having mezuzah in Israel. So if it's Dalai Beitzim, you can't wash and bench on it because not going to wash the. If it's not so sweet, you wash and bench. According to Mishnah Berurah, if it is sweet, not going to wash the mechirin. Can't tell you, you have to do it. If you have other things with it, if you're mitzarev, if it gets to the point of shir kviyas suda, then we have the different svaras. You need. Before Beitzim, do you need whatever, you know, different, you know, different svaras? Yeah. Shabu is, yeah, I think so.
My stomach, Henry, got, he has a bench. What? Is that the minigail?
What are you saying? You asked two different questions. In terms of having 10 ragalach, so, b'chor, it's a shir kaviyah suda. The issue is, it gets back a little bit back to the old thing, siba simon type of thing. In other words, if Pasuk Kislev would just say Simon Lepish and not Kaveyan, the question is if it's something which is not normal to Kaveyan, the baseline would be yeah. That would be baseline be yeah. Well, that you have to be. If you want to say that, we're just looking for example of things which, yeah, baseline.
People will feel weird to bench.
We're making this.
You feel weird to bench.
Yeah. No. Baseline. Baseline. What do you say? What time is this game a little late over here? No? 12:30. Okay, maybe we'll continue tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to finish up.